It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt, and we are going to have our weekly chat with Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Steve, how are you?
Doing well, Wendy. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Oh, it's nice to be heard. Thank you. All right. So I saw some of the stories you sent, and this is kind of big news. Banks are going to maybe start reimbursing some victims of Zelle scams. That's huge.
Well, basically it is huge because basically the banks own Zelle. So most consumers don't realize that the bank, banks do own that. That's one of the largest cash apps out there today. But consumers think they have the same protection that they do on their credit card, Wendy. What happens if you get a fraudulent charge or if you knowingly give somebody money, even though it's a fraud, about 47% of the chance you're not going to get your money back from them at this particular point in time. So Senator Warren out of Massachusetts and others have been after these industries. So it looks like they will be making some changes shortly, which is good news for consumers. They'll get more protection using those cash apps. And one thing I just want to stress, Wendy, cash apps are safe if you know who you're sending it to. It's when you send it to somebody you don't know, that's when people run into trouble because they could be a fraudster and the money is good as gone. As soon as you send it to them.
I know. That's what's so scary. And some of us are way too trusting. I am one of those people. I really am. I know that the Medicare open enrollment ends very soon. And how does this relate to the Better Business Bureau?
Well, it's about 6 days away, so it ends on December 7th. What happens is we're getting a lot of scam reports from consumers where they're calling up and saying that they're out from Medicare. You need to give us your Social Security number, or we need to help you apply for Medicare, and they're not. They're the scammers. So, even though if the caller ID may say Medicare, it's best to directly call the number that you know and go online and make sure it's them before giving out information. Medicare is not going to call you up out of the blue and ask for your Social Security number. And that's what we're seeing, a lot of problems. It's a perennial problem because it happens on a yearly basis with the open enrollment, Wendy. So we're seeing a lot of frauds and scamming, especially with caller ID. And I think consumers, another thing they don't realize, that caller ID can be manipulated pretty easily with a simple program that can be found on the internet. So it could say anything you want. When the person answers the phone, it'll show anything that you want it to show.
You know, a lot of us have our end of the year deductible met with our health insurance. So, okay, I'll say it. I got a colonoscopy. Everything's good. But I just got an email from the anesthesiologist saying, hey, you can pay your portion of the bill right now. And I clicked on it and I was going to pay it. And I thought, what if it isn't them? So that's happening a lot where you're getting emails or you're getting texts because everything is online portal, everything. So what is the best? I stopped paying it. I started putting in my information and I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should just call this company and say, hey, what do I owe? And can I pay over the phone? Is that a better way of doing it?
Well, yeah, you can do that. You can, there's usually a phone number on there. You can call them up and ask, did you send the bill or email rather? Right now with the spoofing, sometimes it makes it look like it's coming from a doctor's office or a bank or something else, and it may look like yours and people are paying without realizing it could be a scam. But you really just have to look a little deeper, Wendy, and call them up, and simple as that, and saying, did you send this to me? Is this an email from you? And they'd be gladly tell you that. It's getting to a point where we're asking consumers not to click on those links in emails because some of them are frauds, and you can't tell the difference. I'd rather you contact the doctor, the retail store, or AT&T, whomever's emailing you, to see if that's truly an email for them. Because they'll gladly answer those questions because they don't want you to fall victim to fraud either.
But you know how everything is online with your portals now and your medical information. It's like, it's just so easy. Hey, you owe us money. Okay, I'll click on this text link. But anybody can be doing that.
Exactly, especially on a texting, because they can send out thousands or millions of texts a day, and they basically throw everything at the wall and see what sticks and see who pays for it. Last month, we had an increase in complaints at the Better Business Bureau where consumers were getting notices that they owed money to a bill collector. And we heard from several consumers who say, hey, I did not owe it, but they scared me thinking I owed it. And it sounded like I owed it. And sometimes, through a data breach, they have some information on you, Wendy. So you may have done business with XYZ company, and on this day you say you owe XYZ company X amount of dollars, and you think, okay, that's got to be me. Then you do research, and then it's not money that you owed. So if anybody calls you up out of the blue and says you owe money, ask them to send it to you in writing. That's required by law to show proof that you do owe the bill. Don't pay it just because they say to pay it.
You haven't said the tip off to the rip off. I can't let you go
to the rip off.
All right. Well, thank you so much for keeping us, for protecting us. We really appreciate it, Steve.
Thank you so much, Winnie. Happy holidays.
All right. You as well. Steve Burtis, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau.